This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Officials in the U.S. state of Georgia on Sunday rebuffed Republican President Donald Trump's contention that Democratic challenger Joe Biden fraudulently won the southern U.S. state, declaring that the president-elect's claims to Georgia's 16 electoral votes would stand. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
For Trump supporters, it may have sounded a lot like the good old days. That is, prior to President Trump's November election defeat to Joe Biden.
You know, we won Georgia, just so you understand.
In fact, President-elect Biden won Georgia by more than 12,000 votes. But hours before the event, Trump called Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, asking him to order a special session of the state legislature aimed at subverting the results. A senior government official in Georgia with knowledge of the call says the governor refused.
And you got to make sure your governor gets a lot tougher than he's been.
Republicans had invited Trump to the rally in Valdosta in hopes he would boost the candidacies of Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who are facing January 5th runoff elections that will determine control of the Senate. I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain will be the first country to roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, the first Western nation to do so, the government announced on Sunday. AP's Karen Thomas has more.
The delivery comes 2 days before it goes public in an immunization program that is being closely watched around the world. Around 800,000 doses of the vaccine were expected to be in place for the start of the program on Tuesday. Chief Pharmacist Louise Coughlin is excited for the occasion.
It's a momentous occasion. The NHS has been planning extensively to deliver the largest vaccination program in our history, so really exciting.
Vaccinations will be administered at around 50 hospital hubs in England. Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland will also begin their vaccination rollouts the same day. Karen Chamas, London.
And this is VOA.